Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This is it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We get these all morning. We do have a guy that answers the phones, although today he's, or the last week or so, he's been Bryn.
Yes, he's been busy.
My point is, no one calls anymore.
No.
I mean, unless they're going to win a contest like the one we have going. But
when cell phones first came out, it seemed like it was a total bummer, actually, because they sounded so much worse than landlines. Yeah. But then texting happened.
Right.
And now we're saved.
Yeah. So you can get your comments heard. We read all the stuff you send. 707 says, my boss had a pig cadaver put in his mouth. He doesn't want to roll in the mud or eat bleep. Pig cadaver?
Doesn't want to roll in the mud or eat bleep.
Well, it's about the Big Mac transplant, that analogy that he was saying. He put in get a heart from someone who loves Big Macs.
Well, they do skin grafts off of pigs.
Pigs, they
so maybe that's
heart
what it
valves
is.
Off of pigs.
The penile implant Big Mac analogy, that would make a great movie, Hunick.
Oh, Hunick, you should do that.
A friend of mine died after gastro bypass. She wanted to have it done before her upcoming wedding.
Oh.
So sad.
Oh, man.
You hear that? Not that people die, but that, you know, with the upcoming nuptials, you've got to drop a little weight.
Right.
We've got to look our best for those wedding
photos.
Formal
pictures, right. But you do hear about people dying in surgery. It's one of the risks of surgery.
Oh, my grandpa died. He'd been on some kind of some pills for blood thinning or something. I can't remember what it was. And then went in for knee surgery and died on the table.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, my God, he'd been taking this medicine that...
And they didn't
know. I don't know. I don't know why. You'd think that all the questions were asked, right? It's surgery.
Right.
You think his records would say, oh,
you
look
right.
at that.
But sometimes it's just the anesthesia. What happened? What Pete Wilson, not the governor?
Yeah,
the
guy who was the afternoon host right down the
right.
street.
He went in for like a hip surgery and...
Or, hip or knee, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And what, was it just a random thing? Like sometimes people die when they have surgeries done. Yeah. How awful. You get put out and that's it.
Yeah.
Your family's waiting there to pick you up.
Oh, my grandpa too. Even at whatever age he was just this barrel chested. He was so thick. He just thought he could,
a bull.
And then there he goes on a knee surgery. Mm. Oof. Anyway, sorry to hear about your friend. 510 says, why is it when Sarah asks questions, 99.9% of the time Bonnie has no answers, but she asks a question about penile enlargement and he knows everything? I don't believe I know everything, but we have done those stories enough times. I've accumulated
info
on
it, right.
on them just simply by reporting the stories. Mm. And we do have a couple of size queens in here, so there's no question that,
it's come up from time to time.
We have talked about it.
Yeah.
Pete's does a BOGO all summer every Friday from 1 to 3.
Oh.
Buy one, get one free, right?
Must
is a BOGO.
Buy one, get one.
Yeah, well, let us know that.
Yeah.
Pete's? I mean, I guess you're letting us know now, but.
Sure. We got the story.
Yeah.
So we did the story.
Vinny, Warwick, England is pronounced with a silent W in the middle, more like Warwick.
Oh, really? Warwick, Massachusetts is Warwick.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I didn't question that at all. But we do have British listeners.
Yeah. So. Oh, wait till I get to the Queen and
I can't wait to
and
hear.
And her heir.
Yes, let's hear about it.
Subject. 510 says, Scribble Scrabble is the funniest word.
Scribble Scrabble?
Uvula.
Uvula is a good one. There's other body parts that are pretty funny.
Those buttons do something. They give you a feeling that it's doing something.
Yeah, no, it mollifies you.
I think that the point of the story is, in big cities, often they're on a... The lights are on a timer.
Yeah.
You just have to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Don't
know.
Don't worry, at some point
you're the king of the
cross.
World and you just walked up, but you're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Wait. Was Hooman just worried Sarah was going to give away too much of the movie?
I thought the same thing.
That's from 707.
The movie that we're reviewing is also not, I believe it's limited at best. It doesn't.
I'd never heard of it.
Yeah. It's not something I'd seen an ad for either until he showed it to me. So I'm guessing this is like an art show kind of, I don't know.
The reason
I've
I brought
seen
up,
ads for it on TV.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Okay. So yeah. It's getting a wider release.
The reason I brought up the movie I did is I wasn't sure. I don't remember the title of the movie I brought up. But I was thinking
Logan
maybe...
Logan Lucky.
I still don't know.
Right. What's that about? What does it look like it's about?
It looks like
ads?
It's a heist movie.
Okay.
I read it earlier, Vinny, when you talked about it. It was something like this particular family always had bad luck. And they said they were going to change things around.
And they're going to rob somebody. I think like they're going to rob the horse track or something.
Oh, and that's going to change things for
I don't
them.
Know, but I
bet it doesn't.
It does look funny, though.
What's it called again?
Logan. Okay. Logan Lucky.
One of those.
Vinny is correct. The British crown will go next to Charles upon Queen's passing. Their whole lives are to serve the British people. So one would fail the people if they abdicate.
You don't want to fail the people.
Come on, guys. Who's next in line for the throne? Aren't you guys Game of Thrones enthusiasts? Line of succession.
Yeah, but there's always been some question around Charles because of all his bad life choices.
Brit here. Queen can step down, won't. Vin is right. Charles is dying for it.
Oh, here it is. The Logans are a hard Scrabble family from the hills
Scrabble.
Of West... Scrabble.
Scrabble. Scrabble,
Scrabble. Hills of West Virginia. Their clan has been famous for its bad luck for nearly 90 years. But the conniving Jimmy Logan, who is Channing Tatum, decides it's time to turn the family's luck around... With a little help from his friends, the Redneck Robbers, he plans to steal $14 million from the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Oh, it's not the horse track. It's the car track.
Yeah,
it's All a right. track.
Might be funny.
I swear by edibles at night. Indica all the way.
Oh, this is the pot helps you go to sleep
Yeah,
thing?
About yeah. a half people hour to an like hour that. In and I'm out.
Yeah. And you get a nice deep sleep, according to some people I know.
Okay. That's a lot of booze over the course of a week. Oh, the royal liver.
Oh, it's lasted her 91 years.
Oi, the royal liver.
Oi.
Hooman could be queen. Three lunches, all day appointments. Love you, Hoo. You're doing a great job.
He needs to start drinking, though, if he's going to do that. Apparently, you got to drink a lot to be the queen. Usually, you could be the queen. I could be the queen. I could be the weekend queen.
The queen could step down, but she chooses not to. And yes, Charles is next, but Camilla will not be allowed to be queen.
Oh, what was the thing he said about? Well, whatever.
530 says, "Who the hell cares?" You guys need to mention the name more than once. Stop saying she, because not everyone catches the start of the story. Who is she? I think it's the queen.
Well, we don't know. Who are you asking about?
I think.
What else was in the story?
Or Sheryl Crow came around that time.
Oh. You know, we run through the stories. I'm sorry. We get it. You're not here for all of it. We appreciate the time that you are here, and we'll try to do a better job resetting. Just for the people who are listening, it's like, you know, how many times can you set a story up?
Queen Elizabeth II's mother died at 101, so she might still have a while.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like all that long ago that the queen mom died. Remember that?
I really don't remember that.
I don't
that.
Either.
It just doesn't feel like that long ago. I wonder how old she was when she had Queen Elizabeth. Mm. Like, I remember her in my lifetime. Like, there would be, you know, the old-ass queen mom.
Yeah, I don't follow it. I've given the Brits a hard time in the past. I actually do like... You know, they've made great contributions to music.
Sure.
The Brits have.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just look at Coldplay.
Well, I was actually thinking about the Sex Pistols, but okay. I mean, you want to talk about Coldplay, that's fine.
Trying to make Hooman
sure.
happy. Actually, Jay-Z, there's a story about Jay-Z. He was like going off on Chris Martin. Like
he was?
Yeah. Like loves him.
Oh.
Like that. It's like certain people, you get in their presence and you know you're in the presence of genius and it's Coldplay. Huh. Let me see if I can find
it. Is that right?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, Hooman, this is for you. It might take me a second. If you
All right. Listening to you guys try to figure out the royal family is like listening to you to try and figure out what time it is in Japan.
Jay-Z is a huge fan of Coldplay singer Chris Martin. In an interview, he said, I've been in the industry long enough to know when I'm in the presence of a genius, and Chris Martin is just that. In years to come, Britain will look back at him as a modern-day Shakespeare.
Really?
He really comes alive when he's performing live. If you get a chance to see Coldplay live, do it. You ain't gonna regret it. Huh, Hooman?
He's 1,000% right. I'm sorry that the greatness of Coldplay misses you guys. I wish you could see it.
They're awesome. I can't.
And if you ever get a chance to see him live, you should go. Jay-Z is somebody that a lot of people respect. And
well, maybe he'll turn it around for them. Maybe they'll finally get the success they deserve.
Well, clearly he's saying they're great today. Right now.
Right. Okay. I was just kidding. They're very successful.
Well,
they don't need Jay-Z to help them. I mean, they've got you.
Mm. Well, Jay-Z just adds more cred.
Right.
Let's just embrace. Yeah, more.
Embrace that. They're just, I think they're great.
That's amazing.
They're just not for
They're
me.
An Alice Essential. I'm sorry. Yeah,
listen, they have a million hits, and you can't help but sing along with their wonderful songs.
707 says, Vin may not think someone needs it, but nice ones make your eyes pop. Beautiful. This is the fake eyelashes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I understand if you are someone on stage or someone on a film or even
you're
doing
TV
a photo
show,
shoot,
whatever.
You might, you know, find yourself, you might see yourself and go, ugh, I need to do this. Maybe it's lose 5 pounds. Maybe it's
whatever it
do
is.
Do something to your eyes, whatever. But on a daily basis, I can't imagine
wrestling with that every day.
Doing all that to yourself.
I'm with you. That just looks like a nightmare.
I know a lot of people like
it.
Watching Big Brother gives me a look. Because I'm not around when the missus is getting ready at all. Mm-hmm. We're here.
Yep.
But watching Big Brother, I was watching, I think it was...
Elena, putting on that white stuff underneath her eyes?
No, it was actually, is it Alex? She's had one of those eyelash curlers.
Oh, yeah.
Pressing it into her face. And I just thought, that is all the stuff.
It must be
that
so
goes on
boring in that
getting
house.
Yourself together.
Mm-hmm. They were showing that girl Elena putting on. She puts this huge circle of white underneath her eyes and then kind of blends it outwards.
Yeah, I've seen girls
Because
do
they're
that.
Doing like a full... sometimes... They catch them in the diary room and they don't have the full face of makeup. They all their zits are showing and then you know most of the time they get up and they're on TV all day. They put a full face of makeup on
and they have nothing else to do. So
right.
Why not experiment with your makeup?
Super boring. And let's go put makeup on each other.
Mm-hmm. I wear fake lashes when I go out, and the glue does not pull off your real lashes. The magnet lashes sound a little too good to be true. I'll wait for the Yuzis reviews.
Yeah. I did think, because the magnets are in the center, how are they arcing to form fit your actual eyelash?
From what I've seen, they're only on the ends, not your whole eyeball.
Because the one I looked at, it was a long thing with a short thing underneath. And
well,
I thought,
I'm
that looks
look
like
at,
it would stick out
someone
straight.
Sent me a couple of emails, so I'm going to look them up and order.
All right.
Maybe I'll... compare with a couple of
I'll
pairs.
See if I see that ad again.
Yeah. Well, I've seen it on Instagram. But I bet you there's a couple
the
of them.
One, right.
Yeah.
It sounds like a miracle.
Does it?
It does.
All right.
I would never bother with those lashes. I've tried it too many times and it's just an epic failure, and then I got to wash my whole face and get all the crap off my eyes and start over again.
Right.
Because they're like the last thing you put on.
Yeah. 707 says the new thing are our eyelash extensions. Just like hair extensions, they give the eyelashes, they glue the eyelashes onto your eyes and it lasts for about 2 months. I've seen that. My girlfriend gets that done.
How are
they? They're expensive.
Are they good?
She likes them. I think they look great.
If you sleep on your face, do you
crush
them all up?
She says, one of our promotions girls who used to work here always got them. And I always thought, God, you have beautiful eyelashes. She finally said, oh, they're extensions. the thing about is that they wrecked her real eyelashes, so she has to go on breaks where she uses them.
And lets her eyelashes grow back.
Yeah.
Unless you can only pluck so many times before the hair says, nah, I'm not going to bother anymore.
We're jumping off.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
What, you think we wake up looking like this, Vinny? You think this just happens? Huh? Is that what you think? Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today. Hump day. Just a few more days without Brim. It'll be nice just to get back to normal.
Yeah,
vacations and everything
together,
else. Yeah. Right, get everyone back. Plus, we'll probably be millionaires because you'll have checked our tickets by then.
I'll take them to the gas
station
later.
That's going to be nice. I'm excited for that.
Weird, the Mega doesn't make the news the same way the Powerball does.
You're right.
How many states do Mega?
No clue.
Is that, you think it's also nationwide? Isn't Powerball nationwide?
I believe it is nationwide.
I don't think it's a whole nation, but I think it's a lot of states are in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how big Mega Millions is.
303 million. Well, when I went, so it was probably millions more afterwards because people were buying up the tickets.
Let me just see if someone won. Did someone win Mega last night?
Check our little computer.
That out.
Huh?
Yeah.
What do we do without immediate computers?
I don't
immediate
know.
Answers.
Remember the olden days when you went to the library to find things?
It's crazy.
Out?
Oh we were still alive.
Things were harder though. I used to have to subscribe to all the tabloids and like take pieces of paper and cut out articles and tape them up.
Yeah.
Oh man, things are just so. You're just like, hey, I wonder about that. Clickety clackety clickety. Right. Well, here's the answer. Today we just did our last giveaway for Disney at 9 o'clock. So we are switching gears now and. Between 10 and 4 today, there are a bunch of chances for you to win single-day passes for Outside Lands. They've got the lineups up. Today, it's tickets for Friday, August 11th. That's next Friday. And they've got all the various times of all the and what stages so that you can figure out your route through Outside Lands. Are you going all 3 days, Vinny?
I hope to. I think it's probably unrealistic that I'll be able to somehow get into the city 3 different days in a row. But I'll be there.
I think I'm going to go to Saturdays.
That's the Metallica night.
Yeah.
You want to see Metallica. They're so good. I want to see The Who, but
realistic. They don't even start till 7:35. The Who is Sunday at 7:35, and the Land's End is a big stage. Metallica's 7:50. They're doing 2 hours, 7:55 to 9:55. Next Friday night, Gorillaz is the big headliner. They're 8:05 on the Land's End stage.
And that's supposed to be, like, just a huge production.
Right.
The Gorillaz show.
I thought it was, like, almost a cartoon. Like
it's
they
multimedia.
Hang a thing,
yeah,
right.
It's a whole thing. It's a huge thing. I mean, I only know from what I've heard. I haven't seen it.
Well, it's going to be an experience. And if you're going, go to RadioAlice.com because all the info that you could possibly need is there. Have a great hump day, everybody. And we'll see you on Thursday. It'll be so close to Friday. It's like in the air right now. Lovely. See you then. Oh, Big Brother tonight. Don't forget.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.